All right, here we go again, guys. This podcast is quite insane. I'm doing a little bit too much yawning during this podcast. There's some shit talking, and Tyler even decides to shit talk the listeners for some stupid reason.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just, you gotta give it a listen. It's a good podcast.
What are we talking about,
Seth? We're talking about the virus.
The what?
Tyler, we're talking about the coronavirus.
What's that?
That yeah, exactly. Tyler makes his strong claims that it doesn't exist.
That's just not true.
Guys, it's a crazy podcast. This is going to be the shortest intro ever. Let's jump into it.
Jesus Christ, you gave them no idea what we talk about.
No, what do you got? What do you got for them, Tyler?
I guess just listen.
Just listen and find out.
Please put your seats on your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go!
And welcome back to another podcast, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We are here, and we are excited, full of energy. Tyler's already talking shit. It could be an interesting one. Tyler seems to have a little bit of a bad attitude today. I don't know if he woke up on the wrong side of the bed. In fact, he might just stare at me this entire podcast. And this might be a solo podcast. It could be interesting. So I'm going to keep on talking. Tyler, how are you feeling today?
I feel good. Okay. I hope boys and girls don't listen to this.
Because this is going to get mean. There's going to be... We might throw the C word out. I mean, it might get bad.
It might get cuddly around here. You're right.
There is going to be a word of the day today. We just found out that Tyler is not familiar with the word simp.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's all the rage these days, especially like it definitely has popped up a lot in the gaming community. That's where I've heard it a lot.
Well, do enlighten me.
Simp is like... From what I understand, you should Google search it so we can get like a.
I was gonna say, do you know exactly what it means?
I do know what it is, but I'm kind of curious what the definition. Simp, C-I-M-P, and it's basically like,
sure,
like kissing up to a girl and just trying, like you're crushing on a girl, whatever, or I guess can do it for a guy too, and just like. Majorly kissing their ass or whatever, or just like, or worshiping them in a way.
According to Urban Dictionary, someone who will say anything to please someone, particularly a girl, in the hopes that they will be in good favor with that person.
Yeah. So simping is something that's going online quite a bit. And so they'll crack jokes that, oh, you're simping.
Do you know what an alternative definition for simp is?
I first thing that pops in my head is kiss ass, but that just doesn't.
Nope. I would say this is definitely me. A man who puts hoes before the bros.
Oh, you put hoes. You did that.
Yeah,
you,
I put hoes before the bros.
You did that on the day for my birthday when we were supposed to hang out, and I didn't even get a message that our night was canceled. Definitely. Not gonna mention any names. I'm gonna mention the situation, but
I wouldn't.
That
I definitely wouldn't.
I definitely wouldn't.
I wouldn't say a thing. You're right.
That was the nice way of Tyler begging me not to say anything. I wouldn't.
That was me threatening you, saying, "Yeah, I wouldn't."
But yeah. We were supposed to have plans, and I just. Didn't hear from Tyler, and well, I was really just calling to be like, well, it's starting to get late, I won't plan on coming over tonight, and then I never heard from him, and I cried myself to sleep, and it was really hurtful, and spent my birthday alone, and which that was 99% nine on me. That was the next day, and I was supposed to go hang out with you guys, but oh well, here I am now. This is like my birthday. We're having a late birthday. I was thinking about picking up my own cake, you know. Birthdays are so much different when you're older.
You know,
I
mean, if you would have came out,
fuck now.
If you would have came out, we had plans for a birthday cake for you, but
really?
You didn't come. So
bullshit.
No.
Bullshit.
100% serious. Jocelyn was like, "Is Seth gonna come?" And I said, "He's not gonna come till later." She's like, "Oh well, okay." I was gonna get him a birthday cake, but if he won't come till
it's
later,
the thought that counts. Yeah. She really said that because yeah. I might even send her a little thank you, a little. Say
yeah, she was gonna get you one.
Well, that was sweet of her, because I was almost thinking about hitting up Sierra and be like, hey, I'm going to Venmo you. Can you go pick me up a birthday cake? I just wanted to feel like...
And then I will come and act surprised when I show up.
Yeah. Woohoo!
But I am definitely one of those people that when I'm with somebody, I'm bad with my phone. Like if I'm hanging out with somebody, specifically a woman, I'm really bad with my phone. Like I will not have my phone out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like I won't be looking at it. I won't be like scrolling through Instagram.
You're implying that you'd be looking at it too much. No, that's
no.
Cool.
Like so I barely just, touch
I
it.
I mean, a Thursday night, it really didn't bother me because that happens all the time. You are very good at disconnecting yourself from your cell phone and being.
I'm under 2 hours. Under 2 hours a day, sir.
In the moment, and that's very different for me and anybody else that's in that you know, like. That's a hard thing to do. And, man, oh, that's just the idea, too. I mean, I majorly have talked about it before, sailing, the idea of being disconnected, too. But still, I mean, you can still get internet on the ship, too, though. But it's going to be a lot different. Like, you're going to, I mean, just being in the ocean. So I guess I just jumped into this subject. But at some point here in the next couple of years, I would love to sail at least for a few months around the world. Like, I mean, you can't really sail around the entire world because you pit stop a lot and stuff like that. But I've even looked up, there's a website called Find a Crew, and it's to go along with that. It's like find a crew, find a boat or whatever. And I was going through and I've already contacted. There's a couple that sail and have different people sail with them and stuff. And I was like, hey, let's Skype sometime and get to know each other a little bit. So
I'm sorry. Are you trying to assemble a crew?
I'm trying to join somebody else's crew, and like, okay, you know, you just pay, like, it won't be a ridiculous amount, but then you got to help out on the boat and stuff. But I mean, you're not doing that all the time. It's a small part of it. Like, make sure the boat's functioning fine. And then, I mean, the idea too of just waking up, walking, getting out of bed, walking up a couple stairs, and then just flopping into the ocean every morning. It sounds amazing to me.
You are the rum runner. We did establish that.
Yeah, I forgot the connotation for that because I even used that for the Instagram. So if you please go like our pictures on Instagram.
Wow, don't beg or anything.
Please.
Jeez.
I'm simping for you. Oh, wait, that doesn't work. That doesn't work.
You're simping for the podcast?
I'm simping for the podcast. I don't think that works either. Why'd you call me a rum runner? Because, like, making my own rum? Or
well, you said it was something about you being on the ship, and I was like, oh, you're going to help it. You're going to help them, like, put the sails up and, like, clean the decks. And I said, oh, so you don't want to be a swashbuckler. And you said you're really good at drinking rum. And I thought, oh, yeah, you're the rum runner.
Yeah, see, people are going to have to really watch that entire podcast to get that the title, because I can even remember us talking about that.
Yeah, very subtle. Like,
wait, it has something to do with a boat, I think.
Very subtle.
Rum runner, yeah. But yeah, the idea, I mean, I love to travel. I've talked a lot about, in fact, I should be going to look at this one RV. I mean, that's something I want to do is get an RV and just be able to put some solar panels on it and just be able to travel around and be able to park wherever. And because, man, you park in those RV spots, those are going to add up so quickly. Like probably at least $10 to, like $30 a night.
Yeah,
I think
cheap.
That's kind of the standard, 20, $30 a night.
That's cheap.
But fuck, you can get a hotel for 40, $50.
Yeah, pretty shitty hotel.
Well, you can get a pretty nice hotel for
the Urban
bucks.
Dictionary for rum runner is obviously what it means, a person who supplies alcoholic beverages. But the second definition definitely caught me off guard. Rum runner, diarrhea or very soft stool caused by a night out drinking a lot of rum.
Hey, maybe that's why I have such good, you know, poops.
Because of the rum?
Drinking.
Rum is your favorite liquor, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I like. I like a good screwdriver, too. In fact, I was like, oh, we need some vodka with this orange juice. This orange juice is so good.
Yeah, it's your second bottle, sir.
Yeah, I know, man. I was thirsty.
Try water.
But, yeah, there's my water right there.
Water is a little more healthier than all the sugar in this Tropicana orange juice.
Yeah, well, just in general, I feel like I'm kind of bad at drinking enough water. I should, like, be keeping track of how many glasses of water.
Do you realize how much water you're like supposed to drink every single day? It's a lot.
Probably at least 5 glasses.
It's a lot.
I know it's. Well, depending on your weight, I think too, your size, probably close to a gallon a day, but it's not the same for everyone. Tyler's looking at it right now because he doesn't believe himself.
So I don't remember the exact measurement. Today's
Saturday. And it's our second podcast of the week. We haven't been doing that very consistently.
So it's about 8 ounces. Drink 8 ounce glasses of water a day.
8 ounces.
8 glasses.
How many is that in gallons? Probably
you mean,
about a gallon, right?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
Who cares? Just drink more water.
Drink more water, kids. Drink more fucking water and watch your fucking language. Right, Tyler?
All
right,
well, you're not setting a very good example for folks.
Listen here, you fucking long-haired,
mm-hmm.
porcupine-looking, you got your hair sticking out. You got your hair sticking out the back of your head like it's an Indian feather. What the fuck is going on with you?
Is that a problem? Just call me.
I'm just giving you
shit. Call me Chief Longhair.
Chief Longhair.
Hey,
Longhair. You disrespect the chief.
Wait.
You disrespect the chief.
No, I think you're sort of sliding a little more of an Italian mafia.
You disrespect the family.
You disrespect the family.
Listen here, Tyler. If you want to be part of this family, if you want to eat the cannolis or whatever
cannolis?
The fuck it is. What?
If you want to eat the cannolis.
Eat the cannolis. I don't think you want to be swimming with the fishes.
The dead
you
ones.
Hear me?
The dead
you
fishes.
Hear me? You don't disrespect the family. Okay, Tyler?
I'm part of the family, though.
You're a piece of shit, Tyler.
Well, yeah, I am.
You disrespect the family. I don't have a reason why you disrespect the family. But I'm just supposed to say it because I'm the mob boss and that's what I do. And you'll be some familiar fishes and blah, 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 blah.
Not bad.
Thanks. And scene.
Do you remember when we did that before? Like we acted scenes out?
Yeah, I wonder.
On the podcast?
We didn't have enough listeners to get a good response back. If anybody enjoyed that, oh my gosh, what's wrong with me? All
hey, maybe
yawning.
Don't yawn in the mic.
Huh?
Maybe don't yawn in the mic. Don't do that.
Don't you disrespect.
Because if you have headphones on and you hear that, you're like, oh.
Don't you speak back to me. Don't you speak back to me.
All right, well, don't wake the dog up now.
Don't you speak back to me.
He's like, hey, what the fuck?
Is that even the thing that people say? Speak back to me? Don't you speak... Wait, that's not the right terminology, right? Don't you talk back. Talk back.
Talk back.
Speak back
talk
to
back.
Me.
Close.
Have you been speaking back to me, Tyler?
No, I don't reply.
Have you been mumbling back to me?
Dude, last night, when I did get home, thought
you
of
mumbling?
You.
You did?
No, thought of you because I was on my patio.
Yeah.
Drinking a beer, smoking a cigar, listening to... Well, you were drunk. You couldn't drive. listening to my Radiolab podcast. I posted it on my Instagram story. This one was about space. And it was one that they did a while ago, but they revisited it and kind of replayed it again. And they were talking about exploration into space, just like that whole time, like what it was like to... wanting to be the first ones into space, wanting to be the first ones on the moon, like that whole time, what it was like. And they were playing this recording of the first people setting foot on the moon. And you were listening to this audio, and it was at the end of the episode, so it was like a nice...
Did you hear before they started talking? Quiet on set.
No. But you
just kidding.
It was at the end of the episode, and it was kind of like just tying everything together, making you really think about things. And right before they played the recording, they were talking about how you can hear something that you'll never forget in the man's voices as they were speaking about setting foot on the moon and like what they were seeing and what they were witnessing. And it played the recording, and it was super fascinating to hear. It kind of gave me goosebumps a little bit because I was just thinking about how crazy it would be to actually set foot on the moon And while I was listening to it, I was looking at the moon. And it was just so bizarre. It was like one of those moments where I was definitely buzzed off of my drink. I was feeling good off of the cigar, listening to an old recording of men setting foot on the moon. And I was looking at the moon. And it was just like a very introspective time. And I was like, man.
Did you just take yourself to the moon in your mind? Is that what
a little
you
bit. But like my thought was, if I could take this feeling and put it in a pill, I would take it every night. It'd be amazing. Just that feeling. That's probably what you call like drugs, right?
Yeah, probably drugs.
Like Percocets, maybe?
Percocet. I don't know. I haven't done any of that stuff. I'm a good boy.
Well, that's a lie, sir.
I just do that, you know, every once in a while, a little bit of weed, you know, it grows from the ground, you know, roll it up, just roll it up fresh, you know, fresh from my garden.
I think you're full of shit, sir.
That might be poison ivy. That's yep, don't do that. Why my lip broke out.
Oh, you sure that wasn't herpes?
I don't know. I did go down on her.
We don't need to get into this. We don't need to. No. Moving on. Speaking of going down on her, two ladies fighting right now.
And why are they going down on each other? What? No. No, that's unprofessional, Seth.
Who are these gals? Thanks, Seth.
Yeah, this is the... So, we got in the background going on. We have the UFC fights. It is the last UFC fight on Fight Island, at least for now. I don't know when they're going to be back there, but they're coming back to Vegas.
Oh, they are going to go back to Vegas?
They're coming back to Vegas, I think, next week or whatever.
Hey, yawn off the mic. What's this girl's ranking? I can't see it on the TV.
Which one?
The yellow?
The yellow? What's her name?
What's her ranking?
Oh.
Did I say 10?
Oh, it says 13.
13?
13th. So I'm guessing she's probably favored since the other girl is not even ranked. But I look at a good upset. I've been having a little bit of fun betting last weekend.
Well, last week you lost everything.
I thought I did, and I went back. I won one of them.
Oh, did you?
One of the underdogs had won, and I had like $110 or something like that. So I had $15 in my account.
That was a fun time, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. That was a good time. Went over to shout out to Deanna, my cuz, Tyler's mom, and
Brian.
Her sweet, sweet boyfriend, Brian.
Whoa. Good food, though, man.
No, great. We had a great time. Everybody was over there. I was pausing on Brian because, like, he sent me something the other night to make me laugh, which made me think of you because that's... But this is what he sent me.
He sent that shit to you?
Yes.
Is that like through text message that he sent that?
He sent through me through on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, laugh out loud. I had this missed call, though. And this is, I said I had this missed call. So,
you know you sent that to me, right?
Yes, I was just about to say that. I sent that to you, and you didn't know. I sent it from a different phone number. Like, you know, you have different phone numbers. And mm-hmm. I sent that to you. And then I forgot about it. And then I finally brought it up to you. And you saved it, right?
Yeah, I saved it.
And you didn't have any idea that it came from me.
No.
You thought it was one of your random high school friends or something?
I just thought it was somebody completely random.
And I completely forgot about it. And then I brought it up to Tyler. Hey, did you ever get a voice message about the small wiener club?
Oh, yeah. I did get one of those. I thought it was so random.
Oh, it was so funny. I just completely forgot about it. Because, you know, I did it when you were probably asleep.
Later that you brought it up.
It was weeks later I brought it up.
I was like, oh, yeah, I saved that.
It was very funny. Very funny shit. So, Brian, that can't be true because I have already been denied from the Small Wiener Club. So that it can't be true.
I know we're not talking about the size of your wiener right now.
No, we're definitely not. We were talking about something else. I can't remember what it was. But yeah, good times. Good times. Last UFC fight on Fight Island for now. 15 people fighting tonight. 15 fights, I mean. Not 15 people fight. I was like, one person's going to be fighting themselves if there's 15 people fighting. Some person's the odd man out. But there is somebody fighting tonight that just fought 10 days ago. And if he wins, like, it'll be a record or something like that. But, yeah, that would be a big deal. He put somebody in a hold, like, just 10 days ago. And then he was like, put me back in, coach. He was like, give me another fight in a week. And
did he fight at the last card or what was it?
Last Wednesday before last. So not last Friday, but that Wednesday, I think, before he was when he fought.
Okay.
And then he was like, during the interview, he was just asking for another fight. And, I mean, he didn't have to exert too much because, I mean, he got him in the first round, I think, and in a hold mm-hmm. and got him in some kind of I don't know, all those different maneuvers.
Dude, how nice is it to have, like, sports coming back?
It's so nice. I'm not a big NBA fan, but I've got into a little bit more. And they've started scrimmages.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody has been hiding under a rock or quarantining, which, I mean, we're all, I know the ratings for TVs and TV and everything is like up because everybody's still somewhat quarantining. Their openings, we opened a lot back up, but then we kind of, I don't know, they haven't shut anything down yet.
Mm-mm.
But a lot of places have shut back down. I mean, I've said this before. The key is protecting the people that are the most vulnerable. Like, we can't be putting any more COVID people in the nursing home.
At this point, I feel
I can't believe that really happened.
At this point, the statistics all show almost the same, I would think.
What's that?
As far as your chances of dying, no matter what your age is.
No, statistics are very much, very much so that. The most vulnerable people are the elderly people. Rarely has anybody died. There's a small amount of people that have died that had no pre-existing conditions. You can take that to the bank.
I was listening to something
now,
that there were...
As far as people getting it, like the average age is like 31. You can easily get it,
who gives
but
a shit?
The majority of people aren't going to die from it.
Who cares? I was listening to Radiolab again, and they were talking about the... what was it? The disease, I think it was like the Spanish flu, like 1918, 1916, something like that, or something very similar swept through the world, which was influenza. And during this time, it just was not talked about at all. But it was to the point where it was much worse than people dying during this virus right now. And it was never talked about because everything was always about the war at the time. And the death toll in India at the time from influenza was, shit. Let me look it up real quick here.
Look that shit up, Tyler, before you start making up shit. Tyler loves to make up shit. That's his one of his favorite. Tyler's nickname is Fake News.
Not true.
I'm just kidding. No, Tyler's pretty good with this information. Gotta be accurate. We don't have any.
1918, that's right. India had the largest number of deaths in any single country. 10 to 20 million people died of influenza, which was the the largest concentrated death from the pandemic. So basically talking about how, like, we've gone through this before, but there was just never the amount of coverage that there is right now with the coronavirus. And they
Swine flu, too, was pretty bad.
Swine
too,
flu was, so. Yeah, whatever. But they're talking about how...
Don't you fucking whatever me.
They're talking about how H1N1 and H2N2 and, you know, the coronavirus, they all come from this first flu in 1918. They're all different variations of this flu at the time. And basically stating how this is something that, you know, we're just normally going to go through every so many years. And they were talking, it's the most fucking bizarre thing ever. But like how when the 1918 flu went through, you know, we had that herd immunity. It came through where it swept through. And then it started getting to the point where it was just a simple, you know, cold or a simple flu that you would get every single winter. And that's what it turned into. And then like 30 years later, the next one hit, where it was a new variation of the same flu. It picked up a different gene, it picked up a different variation, and it swept through again, you know, and killed a bunch of people. And then herd immunity came again. And it's happened every, you know, 30 years where it's picking up these new flu or picking up these new genes and transforming into something that we've never had to experience before.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was fascinating that, like, the coronavirus has pretty much came from this influenza flu that hit us in the 1918. And it's just a different variation of it. And basically where this one came from is birds. That's where it came from. It was a cross between a bird disease or a bird genetic mutation and like a human flu crossed over. And that's where this whole thing started.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, as far as the percentage of people that it kills, luckily the percentage isn't as high as I thought it was. But the scary thing about this disease is just how quickly it spreads. Like, you can just be at a dinner party with 10 people, a few days later, everybody has it. You know, like, it spreads really quickly.
Or you might not get it at all. That's
or
another
you might
weird
not
thing.
Get it at all. Or you might have no symptoms at all. You know, that's a very common thing for people our age.
That's what Brendan was talking about, how before he got tested positive for it, like, he was with Theo, and he, like, hugged Theo. It was, like, around Theo, like, very close quarters, and Theo never tested positive for it, never got it at all. Mm-hmm. It was weird.
That's so crazy.
I hope you get it, though.
That's really nice, Tyler, of you to say.
I hope you do.
Wow, that's really hurtful, and I don't like that. I don't like your attitude.
So what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to kick your ass.
Okay.
Pause it right now. I'm going to fucking kick your ass, Tyler. I'm too tired. I'm too tired to fuck with you, Tyler. I'm too tired to say shit. I'm too tired to hear you just whine like a little bitch boy. I mean, I can only handle so much.
What are you tired? It's 6 p.m.?
I went to bed at like...
And you just woke 6 up.
6 o'clock last night.
And you just woke up, and it's 6 p.m.
Oh, I mean, I woke up about, you know.
No, I don't. I don't.
Well, my first alarm went off at 2. That's part of the issue, is that my alarm will go off and then snooze, snooze, snooze. Who the fuck ever put a snooze alarm on a fucking phone? Needs to be shot. Whoever invented the snooze, just the snooze alarm in general, whoever created that, I hope to God they're roasting in hell.
Well, snoozing is not good for you. It's not healthy for you.
The snooze button?
Yeah.
Of course, I know. That's what I'm saying. But it's there, Tyler.
Just don't
it's
use it.
One. Is there a way you can turn it off on your cell phone? Is
yeah, don't turn it on.
Well, it's just there. Is there a way you can take it off?
Yeah, flip off. You don't need to have snooze on when you set an alarm.
Oh, you're saying just turn my phone off once the alarm goes off?
No, when you set the alarm, turn the snooze option off.
I didn't know there was a snooze option.
Yeah. You can turn your snooze off.
There isn't something, though, about being able to hit a snooze alarm and know that I don't have to get up. I don't have to fucking get up.
Well, no, sir.
I love sleeping, especially when you get good sleep. Oh, there's nothing like the worst kind of sleep.
How many years have you slept in your lifetime?
Probably too much. Like, don't we basically sleep like a third of our life. third of our life. So think about it. If you've been alive 30 years, have you spent 10 of that sleeping then, right? Is that how that would work then? If you're a third of your life you're sleeping.
When was your birthday?
July 24th.
Give me your first.
82. Are you putting in your
sleep calculator? July 4th,
you said. Sleep calculator?
End date. What's the date today, actually?
Today is Saturday, July 25th.
How many hours a day do you sleep?
Tyler is, I guess, doing a sleep investigation on me or something.
How many hours do you sleep a day, do you think?
8 at least.
Let's do 9.
9, okay. You sound disappointed, Tyler.
Wow.
You okay, Tyler?
Uh-oh. You've slept a lot, my friend. So you have slept about 14 years.
I've been sleeping my life away.
14 years.
So, that's so weird to say. Like,
you've slept for 14 years.
No, I am 38, people, so I didn't sleep.
37% of your life.
37%? Well, you gave me, it's probably 8 hours. It's not 9.
I think 9 is being generous.
You think it's more than 9?
Yes.
Like solid sleep, I would say probably 8. But I mean, when I hit the snooze, I don't think I ever fully go back to sleep. I probably do. I feel like I can fall asleep within 15 minutes. Once I wake up and then I hit the snooze, I can fall back asleep.
I'm curious about mine now.
No, I was having some fun over there. You, you only sleep, what, 6 or 7 hours a night?
Like 5.
5? That can't be healthy. Well, you'll die early. I'll live longer. Don't worry, Nala might outlive you. You keep that shit up, Tyler.
I'll do 6, because I gotta count in the weekends. I've slept 6 years.
Of course, you're a lot younger. What, you're only 25? 25? Holy shit, fucking shit, Tyler. You're 25?
6 years.
You old shit. You old, old fuck.
This is interesting. This is like a lot of shit on here.
Okay, so Tyler's going to do a book reading. He's back in his own world now. So, guys, have you had a good shit today?
Wow. Is that you talking to the listening?
I'm talking to the listeners. Have you had a good shit today?
Uh-huh.
Have you had your shit today?
Hopefully you're not running.
Oh man, I'm a riot. I'm a riot, ladies and gentlemen. Tyler, it kind of sucked that nothing was open. My birthday happens. I want to have some fun, and there's not shit to do. I looked to see what was playing with the drive-in. You know me in old movies, I hate watching the same movie over again.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Iron Man and something else. Like, I was like, fuck, I don't want to go to the drive-in to watch something I've already seen.
What drive-in did you look at?
The one that was just right here.
Oh, the one in Oregon here?
There were some other ones too, like this, even doing shows, like doing live music shows. A country singer. Yeah, I'm yawning way too much today. What's his name? The big country singer that. It's dating, what's her name? Oh, what's it? He's from the show with the chairs, The Voice. He's from The Voice, country singer.
Blake Shelton?
Yeah, Blake Shelton. I think he's playing over on the west side of Toledo, the one drive-in that's, you go, it's like southwest of Toledo.
What do you mean he's playing
there? Doing a live show at a drive-in.
Not in this area.
Advertising. Yeah. Yeah, I saw it on their website, unless it was advertising for a different drive-in. That could be it. It could be advertising for a different drive-in. Are you a fan of him?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Because you do like country, I know. Is country your favorite genre?
Man, that's tough. I definitely listen to country more often during the summertime.
You're usually always playing country when I'm with you.
Drive-in concert experience. Yeah, I don't think he's playing in front of people.
Well, yeah, he's playing in front of people. It's like, yeah.
But it's on the screen.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he's there.
You don't think he's there?
Drive-in concert experience. I don't think he's there.
Oh.
Like, that's why they call it the concert experience.
Gosh, then that sucks. That's, it was like $120 a vehicle. If he's not there, that sucks.
Yeah, he's playing in Coldwater, Michigan.
But it's like going live on drive-in theaters.
I would imagine that's why it's at a drive-in theater, though, because it's going to be on the
but
screen.
But there is a lot of musicians that are playing, like, playing music at drive-ins. They're even doing stand-up shows. One of Joe Rogan's buddies, he's doing a stand-up tour right now. They're like going to different drive-ins. What's his name?
I think you're full of shit.
From Two Bears, One Cave. No, I'm not full of shit. Shut the fuck up, Tyler.
I think you're honestly just full of shit.
Intermission once again for so I can punch Tyler in the fucking face.
Full of shit. Hey, the underdog won pumped. In this one, huh?
She's pumped that she won, huh? She's the underdog?
Yeah, she was the one that was not ranked.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
They gonna make out? Man, she fucked that face up, dude. Sounds like we're doing a fight companion right now.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
They're I mean, always close like, enough. You're watching it, and like they're always like, it makes so much more sense if you're watching the fight when you're watching the fight companion.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, 75% of they never even look at the fight. Like they're just talking about.
Sometimes
I'll
look at it and just talk about other shit.
Yeah, a lot of times.
And then you'll occasionally get the one person that go, oh, "We gotta watch
the
this
last
fight."
One, oh, I hope they have one tonight. That would be so good. Yeah. If you don't know what we're talking about, Joe Rogan does a fight companion where he'll watch the fight and then have his buddies over.
They definitely know.
And, yeah, well, there's...
They definitely know.
There's probably a couple people that don't know.
They
Tyler.
Definitely know.
Gosh, shut your plaid fucking shirted motherfucking face. Shut your mouth.
It looks like I'm wearing a tablecloth, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I'm gonna kick your ass, spread you across this table, and then eat spaghetti off your shirt.
I'm glad you went to that. All right. There's definitely some different ways you could have taken that. How was your spaghetti last night, by the way?
I'm very disappointed because I make some killer spaghetti meatballs.
You ordered
their
it
meatballs
from
are
Spaghetti
okay.
and Warehouse?
Spaghetti Warehouse. Yep. Pretty good food. No. They didn't give me enough sauce. I asked for extra. I put extra sauce. It's my birthday. Please.
Did you really?
I did. A lot of times they'll hook me up, like places will, when I'm asked for something extra. Yeah, not enough sauce. And then, man. The sauce I put on my spaghetti is just amazing. Like, it does not... other places can't compete with this sauce. But it was still a good meal. Then the sausage, like, sausage on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid, like, $3 extra for extra pieces of garlic toast, extra meatball, extra sausage link or whatever. The big pieces of sausage.
Like a sausage link, yeah.
Yeah, a sausage link, but not breakfast sausage.
So it wasn't that good, huh?
No, it was still okay, but like, and I got filled up pretty good. But
dude, spaghetti will always fill you up.
Yeah, I love. In fact, I was thinking about maybe spaghetti today, but I just made it last week. I made spaghetti, which turned out really good. Everybody said good things about it.
Did they?
It was yummy. Yes,
did they just
did.
Tell you?
Shut up. I mean, come on, man. You like the spaghetti meatballs, didn't you?
No, it was pretty garbage, honestly.
Watch your fucking language.
It was honestly pretty garbage.
Tyler's lying. He liked it. I didn't put enough seasoning in it, though, but it was still pretty good. You still liked it. You ate it.
Nah, it was gross, dude.
Shut the fuck up. Tyler is enjoying fucking with me.
It was
He's doing
real
with this
gross.
Big grin on me like, oh, I liked it so much, but I'm not going to admit to it.
I think I threw it all away, actually.
Oh, shut up.
I think
you
I had a couple.
It.
I think I had a couple bites and was like, nah.
You're full of shit. Stop it. He's saying this shit because he knows it bothers me because I work hard to make some good food,
mm-hmm.
and then now he's shitting on it. No food for you for the next month.
Dude, I took some of the pulled pork that Brian made last week.
Yeah?
And you know those little packets of rice that you get that are like the cheddar and broccoli or like the chicken rice?
You liked my spaghetti, right? You liked
yeah, me? It was okay. Fine. Dude, come down.
Jeez. How well you could get under my skin.
Get that off your conscience already.
I know, I had to get it off. I had to quickly.
But you know those little rice packets that you get that have like the different flavors? I can get like a cheddar and broccoli rice.
No, I really haven't done it. Yeah, show me real quick. Show me the shenanigans you're talking about. I don't know. I find this offensive that you might have put rice with. Okay, yeah. That with the pork.
So what I did was I had a cheddar and broccoli flavored rice, and I cooked that up on my stove, and I mixed that with some of the pulled pork. I literally just heated up some pulled pork, dumped it in there after I was done making it, and the pulled pork mixed with the cheddar broccoli rice was
really
chef's kiss, my friend. It was just so random. I was like, I wonder what this would taste like.
Heard that, but Tyler just kissed me. It was really awkward. Yep. Tyler, stop kissing. Tyler's all right.
I gave in pretty easily there. But that was good. That was like one of those spur of the moment things where I was just making the rice and I was like, I wonder what this would taste like.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we got to figure out. I haven't ate anything today. We got to figure out what we're doing for dinner tonight. Have you already ate?
I've been eating all day.
You've been eating all day? So is it just me? Is it just me ordering something?
I mean, I've been an adult today. I did adult things.
Oh, I've been adulting. That's Tyler's favorite word to say is he's been adulting.
Yeah, I've been adulting.
I've done with adult things. Like, it's like, Seth, you can come over. I'm done doing adult things.
Now I'm podcasting. Like, now we can do kid things.
Now we can, yeah, now basically, because there's no adulting, I guess, when I'm around. It's like, that's just done. Like, the adulting stuff has to happen before Seth comes over.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Pretty much.
Oh my gosh.
Who are these guys? Are thick, huh? Heavyweight.
Thick boys? Oh, some heavyweight. Yeah. I love the heavyweights because there's always a chance that one of them is going to knock the fuck them out.
They just hit with more power than a normal.
I can't talk.
A normal person.
Guys, I think that's about it for today. I am struggling talking today. Tyler, man, I was planning on giving Tyler so much shit talking, but I just don't have it in me today. He just looks like. Well, he looks like a picnic table, right? I can tell you.
Yeah, that's fine. I look like a picnic table.
He looks up like a straight-up picnic table. We're going to enjoy these fights, and...
Dude, these guys are huge, huh?
I've got to figure out what I'm going to do for dinner. These guys are big boys. A big Brazilian guy, Rafael.
And then a Canadian.
He's a 10-1. He's the underdog.
Yeah.
But like 240. I gotta put some money on these fights. A little bit of money. Guys, don't worry, I'm not gambling
problem.
With my money. I don't have a gambling. I literally won't put more than $5 in a fight.
Herb Dean, he's a good ref too.
Guys, we love you.
I love her. Oh, I'm sorry, I was looking at the card girl. My bad.
Guys, please subscribe. As always, follow us on iTunes. Yeah, subscribe on iTunes or Spotify, Anchor. We're no longer on SoundCloud. Sorry, we can't post on SoundCloud. I don't know. I guess Anchor doesn't like SoundCloud.
We don't need them.
Well, we definitely lost a lot of viewers by not being on SoundCloud.
We don't need them.
Don't say that, Tyler.
Change with the times.
We love all our viewers.
Change with the times. We don't need you.
We love all our viewers. Stop it.
Where can we follow you, Seth?
Wait, is that it. Who
need
I
to
think it is?
Keep you on track here.
Okay, yeah, I thought that was like a different guy. Tyler, where can they find?
No, where can we follow you? I just asked you.
I mean, Unscripted Banter, and then Twitter, Seth Holmes, Instagram, Seth Holmes. But yeah, mostly just on Unscripted Banter on Instagram.
Follow Seth. He sounds like an exciting guy.
I'm a very exciting guy. I'm a little drowsy. I might need a little cat nap.
Well, all the sugar you just drank in that orange juice probably didn't help.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Am I crashing?
Oh, yeah. You can follow me, TLens5, on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. I look forward to seeing some of these fights.
Yeah, there's like 15 fights tonight. And
who's going to win this one?
I don't know. Yes, it could be really bad sometimes with these big guys. Like
they get winded easily.
Yeah, they'll just stare at each other for a long time. Because I mean, each swing they take, they have to recharge with like 5 Big Macs.
I don't think that's the case.
Hey, they're big guys.
Well, guys, I'm gonna teach Seth about UFC apparently because they definitely don't eat Big Macs in the corner.
Hey, it's a big deal when there's a fighter that's bigger than me on the TV.
Yeah, that's
the crazy part. Is like,
could you fight in heavyweight? It's max at 240.
I don't know. I'd be more of a kicker. I'm not a very good puncher. Like, I definitely, I sometimes wonder, like, because, man, I mean, I could be a good kicker and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, it'd take a lot of training, a lot of hard work. But I've been curious about it. I mean, probably too old for it now.
I think you'd get riggedy wrecked, my friend.
Oh, I would say I'd get plenty of that. I mean, like, especially if I entered a fight with a lot of experience. But I prefer to enter a fight that I would...
Let's put you on Bully Beatdown.
Of winning. You can put me on Bully Beatdown. You're gonna, what are you going to just tell them down. That I'm a bully or whatever?
So many years of abuse on the podcast.
He's going to have some UFC fighter come in, and I got to take $5,000 to get my ass kicked. Oh, my god!
Sounds like a good idea. We should probably...
I'd be running away from the motherfucker the whole time.
We should look into that. That might be good
for... I'm
pretty
sure that show isn't on MTV anymore.
I don't think so either. All right. Unscripted Banter. Signing off. Any last words for our listeners over the weekend, Seth? Something you want them to resonate with?
I'm definitely, you know, like I said earlier, if you haven't taken your shit today, make sure you fit that into your schedule. It's important. The main reason being, I don't want you shitting yourself.
I would say that's very good life advice, and I'll second that one. Just
guys, this has been the worst podcast ever. we
take
hope
a
you
shit.
Survived. Congratulations, you get an award.
If you made it this far, you're a piece of shit yourself. So,
damn it, Tyler's being brutal to our listeners today. Guys, we love you. We love you. We do. Tyler doesn't love you, but I love you.
We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.